B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Massachusetts man convicted in the death of a state trooper. Disney Plus launches, but with a lot of problems. And People Magazine is named its sexiest man alive. In the juice, one of R&B's most rising stars is putting her career on hold. And Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, hate it or love it, Colin Kaepernick could be back in the NFL real soon.
But first, a judge has convicted a Massachusetts man of manslaughter in the 2016 death of state police trooper Thomas Clardy. Prosecutors said Nunjunga was speeding and high on marijuana when he struck trooper Thomas Clardy's stopped cruiser on the Massachusetts Turnpike in Charlton. The defense argued that Nunjunga had some sort of medical issue that caused a seizure and made him lose control of his vehicle. But the judge in the case said the totality of his behavior supported her guilty verdicts. Sentencing is scheduled for November 21st. The launch of Disney Plus yesterday had its fair share of issues. There were thousands of complaints, including people not being able to access the service or some of its features. Some people couldn't even sign up, or once they did, they couldn't log in. Some people clicked on titles only to find them, quote, unavailable. Others experienced long load times or the app crashing once a movie or TV episode was exited out of. By 10 a.m. yesterday morning, Disney had issued a statement saying, "We are working to quickly resolve the current user issue. We appreciate your patience." Now, I know both of you, Leroy Romero, used
mine worked swimmingly.
And how was it?
Okay. It was fantastic.
What was the first thing you watched?
Well, unfortunately, I have a 2-year-old, so Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Was
that's
on.
Unfortunate. That's nice.
I've never seen the movie. I saw the end of it.
Okay.
But she saw Frozen. She saw Little Mermaid. I was just scrolling through the library and getting an erection for many reasons. One, because it's November and I haven't had sex. And two, because I was excited for all the... I forgot that they have all the National Geographic crap, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so excited.
Leroy, what did you watch?
I don't have a 2-year-old, and it was strictly because I wanted to watch it. Y'all, I watched Lady and the Tramp, all right?
Yes, that's
all.
I love that.
I don't know. I love that movie. I watched it. Shut up.
And People's Sexiest Man Alive is... John Legend.
Leroy.
Keep going. Finish it.
Leroy Irvin?
Yes.
Because he's the sexiest man alive to me.
John Legend. The man who achieved EGOT status, of course, getting an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony, was announced last night as this year's sexiest man alive, which John says comes with a lot of pressure. He says he knows everyone's going to be picking him apart, especially since he's following last year's winner, Idris Elba. His wife, Chrissy Teigen, tweeted, "My secret is out. I have fulfilled my dream of having boned People's Sexiest Man Alive in honor." She even tweeted when she told their daughter, Luna, the good news.
"Luna, are you so happy Daddy's the sexiest man alive?"
"I watched the movie, Mom."
I hate them as a couple. I can't wait till they get divorced.
People's Sexiest Man Alive issue is on newsstands on Friday. It's funny you say that, because everywhere they announced that he was the winner, it was followed by, "Well, he is married to model Chrissy Teigen." Like that was one of the characteristics as to why they picked him. And in the juice, Lamar Odom's son, Lamar Jr., is apologizing for his rant after hearing the news his dad was engaged. I told you guys yesterday that Lamar proposed to his girlfriend of 4 months, Sabrina Parr, and that his son commented saying, "Damn, new shorty for 4 months and already got you twisted. She got you in a sunken place," and stuff like that. Well, looks like Lamar Jr. has had a change of heart, posting a picture of he and his dad on Instagram saying, "Last night I was emotional seeing my father got engaged through social media. I was hurt and caught off guard, but at the end of the day, I'm a teenager that is becoming a young man. I have to be responsible for what I post. I have nothing but love for my dad and want what's best for him." And April Jones and Lil Fizz, they're the new power couple on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. As you can expect, not everyone's happy with their relationship, seeing as how April's baby daddy is Lil Fizz's good friend and bandmate Omarion. Well, April posted a picture of she and Lil Fizz on Instagram, and they were looking real cozy after a dinner date. And Meek Mill, of all people, commented, "Y'all out of pocket for this move. No disrespect." So both April and Fizz responded, although Fizz's response was kind of tame. He said something along the lines of, "Only thing out of pocket is what I paid for dinner." But April was a little less subtle, replying, quote, "No disrespect, but you tried to talk to me, and that's not out of pocket?" Question mark. And her career is blowing up, so why is Summer Walker canceling her tour? Summer is currently on her first to last tour, but she went on Instagram to share that she will be canceling the majority of her tour dates due to dealing with social anxiety.
I'm not going to be able to finish this tour because it doesn't really coexist with my social anxiety, and at the end of the day, I'm a person. I get tired, and it's just a lot.
Good luck.
Well, she's been super
having this career with social anxiety.
Well, she's been super open about her anxiety issues in the past. She adds that she's going to continue to make music and do select tour dates, including one here in Boston on December 2nd at the House of Blues. Nice. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Bruins, but not only did they lose their fourth game in a row, this time to the Panthers 5-4 after being up by 4. Ladies and gentlemen, the lights went out in the Garden last night. Literally, what? The lights went out. It was the second period, about 58 seconds in, and the lights went out. I don't know if that's a sign, but if it is, it's not good. The Pats aren't the only ones who cheat, all right? They're just the only ones to get caught and that everyone remembers. Well, a former pitcher for the Astros is admitting that they stole signals in the 2017 championship season, all right? So something with center field cameras and cell phones, it's crazy. I just want to know, where is the outrage? And I kind of figured it out. It's because it's not the Pats. So that's why everyone's kind of hush-hush. Yeah.
They need to win a couple more World Series before people start taking that seriously.
Right. And no matter how you feel about Colin Kaepernick, it looks like he's getting his chance to make it back in the NFL. So apparently the NFL league offices reached out to him and about a workout in Atlanta this coming Saturday. All 32 teams, they know about it. They were informed. They know where to be. So we're going to see. Cap tweeted, "I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. Can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday." I don't know how you all feel about this. But
I think it's great, but yeah. I mean, do you really think there's going to be a team that's going to sign him this late in the season?
Why not?
Definitely won't be the 49ers, I'll tell you that. I mean, they don't need him. There's probably a team out there that will pick him up as a backup or something. I doubt he'll be a starter. And you know what? Unfortunately, he's not going to be as good as he was last time he was in the league. And last time he was in the league, he wasn't that good.
I was going to say, why do you think that? Because according to everybody else, like, he was just average to maybe above average quarterback. So what makes you think he can't be better now?
He hasn't been in the league.
I get that, but
you need to...
Sometimes, you can when people doubt you, that gives you a little extra motivation.
Right. That's right.
I'm just saying. I doubt it, man.
You can be physically prepared in the gym all you want, but 3 years not having a 300-pound guy coming at you from behind and being able to see it without actually seeing it.
Tease me with a good time. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Celtics Wizards at the Garden tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30. And I'm off this because I can't deal with y'all no more. That's just sports.
That was a good one.
You're going to make me feel like, you're going to give me some good news now. An Atlanta teacher is using freestyle as a reward for doing well in his classroom. And some artists are taking notice. On November 8th, teacher Sammy Rigaud tweeted a clip from his Facebook live feed where a few of his young students are rapping for Freestyle Fridays, posting, quote, "If you get 80% or higher on the weekly assessment, you get a turn." And local artists have retweeted the viral videos, and Freestyle Fridays have now become a regular routine, with Sammy tweeting, "We don't do it to be seen. We do it because it's the right thing to do." Nice. Thank you for supporting our classroom. And that's your good news. And this report was made hot by Ben Franklin Institute, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.